This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson, and today on the show, we're looking at pop culture for girls. Since 1986, American Girl has sold more than 14 million of their branded dolls. And their boutique stores where a girl can get every possible accessory for her doll and have tea, those are prime destinations for a certain kind of kid. Here are some girls outside the Chicago store last weekend.
I have an American Girl doll, and her name is Addie. I always do her hair. I wouldn't trade her for nothing in the world.
There's a bunch of cool dolls like Molly and Samantha.
I have Felicity in my bag. I have like a certain dress for her with different clothes.
I got some sandals, sunglasses, and a bikini, and a shirt and pants and a hat.
I think it's kind of cool that she can be a historical character and she has a story behind her, so I don't have to make one up about her.
They don't have to make anything up. That is the key high concept for American Girl. Each doll is supposed to be from a particular historical time, like the Civil War or the Great Depression. And there are companion novels that tell those characters' stories. But the newest doll, named Julie, is supposed to be living in a time that some of us aren't quite ready to relegate to history.
When they said the 1970s, I almost fell off my chair because, of course, I was thinking they were going to ask me, you know, for the Gold Rush,
right,
California or something like that.
That is Megan McDonald. She's written 6 books about the latest American girl, Julie, who is a 9-year-old living in San Francisco in 1974 and whose parents have just gotten divorced.
One of the things that struck me the most when I went back to do a lot of reading about the 70s was that all of the same problems we are grappling with today, you saw the real roots of in the 70s. I mean, a lot of people have asked me why I chose to portray a divorced family, but over 50% of families were divorced in the 70s, and I think it was in 79 when the divorce rate in the country actually hit its peak.
Given that the 70s, among other things, were the moment when the temptations of sex and drugs, not to mention rock and roll, became, you know, ubiquitous for kids, how did you set up rules for yourself of, okay, I can do that, but I can't go that far?
Well, it wasn't so much that I set up rules as that I really had to stay in the mindset of a 9-year-old. You have things sort of going on or maybe swirling around you, but you really don't have much of an understanding of that.
Right.
Also, I have to say, I think that is one of the biggest differences between the 70s and today. Today, kids are so much more aware. You know, they watch news, they have the internet, they know pop culture, they're inundated with all of these things. It wasn't really like that so much in the 70s.
It's interesting to think of the 1970s as a more innocent time, but I suppose
I know
it was in the sense you're talking about. What do you think it is about not just your books, American Girl books, but the series in general that girls find so enticing?
Well, you know, the stories, I think, are so just gripping and compelling. I mean, they've got a character named Addie who, you know, is basically escaping on the Underground Railroad during the time of slavery. So they tackle hard issues, and yet they have a lot of hope and optimism about them. So there's usually, even if it's not a happy ending, some sense of girls meeting really difficult challenges and obstacles and kind of coming through that. They're not just creating a doll that has pretty clothes or something or nice accessories. They're giving her a whole story, a family, a community, a whole world.
Although certainly part of the genius, and I remember this well back in the 90s when I was buying them, is the stuff, are the accessories and the clothes, which
yes,
are so both beautifully made and attractive, even to the dad, and really expensive.
Yes. Well, they're very, everything they do, there's such a wonderful quality to them. So I feel even as an adult, I, you know, looked at the things they made for Julie and I was like, ooh, I want Nutmeg the rabbit, you know, because it has a wicker basket with the ribbons and it has a pillow for the rabbit to sit on with its name on it. I mean, everything has such a nice touch. I don't know, it helps to almost make it seem real in a sense.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And you don't have children and your whole professional life is about, so far, serving the children. How does that feel? Like a contradiction?
It doesn't to me because, well, one of the most important things is I think when you have your own children, at least my sense is that people often relive their childhoods through their children.
Yeah.
And I think I relive my childhood through my books.
Uh-huh.
You know, that a lot of those same things that a sense of play and finding what's funny to kids and imagination, I mean, all of those things that are part of just enjoying and playing with your kids are what I get through writing my books.
And meanwhile, you're not driving your children crazy by trying to relive your life through them.
Or by writing about them and putting them in my books,
that
right?
Too. Megan McDonald, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Do you have children or grandchildren who are into American Girl? If so, do you think the dolls are educational playthings or products of shameless commercialism? Or maybe both? Tell us at studio360.org.